And WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed ashore along Florida's Gulf Coast, Hurricane Milton is now taking aim. The storm is expected to hit late tomorrow night. People are trying to leave Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from the airport in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsens, the airport is closing today.
The highways also packed this morning with tens of thousands of people trying to flee. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing on 60 Minutes saying of her November opponent,
"I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page."
Donald Trump was extended an offer to appear on the program as well. Separately, he agreed, but at the last moment pulled out. Two pioneers in machine learning and artificial intelligence awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics today. This is ABC News. She was a star in her own right and a mother to a legend. Grammy-winning singer Cissy Houston has died.
Wasn't it good?
And the matriarch of a family with plenty more where that came from. Gospel star and music legend Cissy Houston, mother of Whitney Houston, has passed away at the age of 91 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. The two-time Grammy winner got her start singing in church with her sibling before ultimately going solo. It was in 1963 that she gave birth to her daughter, Whitney. Whitney became one of the biggest stars in the world and then eventually faced tough battles with drug addiction. She would die from an accidental drowning in 2012.
ABC's Danny New. Some doctors and nurses may need a refresher on taking blood pressure. A new study says too many are taking the readings with the patient's arm in the wrong place. That could throw things off enough to lead to a misdiagnosis of hypertension. When you get your blood pressure taken, your arm should be on a table and the cuff even with your heart. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you are looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
From October 9th to October 15th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See stores for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Court & Main.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some beautiful fall weather continues across Wisconsin and the surrounding regions thanks to a broad high-pressure system in the area, bringing cool nights and mild days. That's going to continue. The warmest weather of the week should come in toward Friday. That's a day that'll feel a bit summer-like in the afternoon, with gusty southwest winds, sunshine, and temperatures running about 20 degrees above normal. A cold front, though, will slide in by Saturday morning from the north, and not expecting rain with it Saturday for the most part, but certainly some cooler readings. and then a chance of showers moving through Saturday night into Sunday. Right now it looks most widespread over the northeast half of Wisconsin, but a few light showers possible here as well. It will definitely feel fall-like, though, going into Sunday and Monday, with temperatures actually a few degrees below normal. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny and mild with a high of 70. Northwest wind close to 5 miles per hour. Clear and cool tonight, dropping to 39. And tomorrow, another sunny day, comfortable, high of 70. North and northeast wind close to 5. On Thursday, mostly sunny, low at 42, high about 73. Friday, partly cloudy, unusually warm for mid-October, low 50 with a high near 80. Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, low in the mid-40s, high 67. There's a 20% chance of light showers late Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy and chilly with a few light showers possible, low at 41 with highs just in the upper 50s. And next Monday, variably cloudy and cool, maybe some sprinkles here or there, low in the mid-30s with a high near 56. Enjoy that sunshine today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 35 degrees. Yesterday's top temperature was 65. The record high hit in 1949 at 83. The record low, 21, set in 1983. It was a year ago, it was kind of more like fall, 57 for a high, the low 41. Sunset will occur at 6:31 tonight, and sunrise time tomorrow morning, 8 minutes after 7. The air is calm, barometer at 30.08, no precipitation today. We have been as low as 33 this morning. Right now, we're at 35.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We have some info coming up here for you on WRCO Radio in terms of the schedule for tonight. Also details from Travis Wilson on this week's edition of WizSports.net. That is right around the bend here, WRCO Sports.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornet boys soccer team battled Wisconsin Heights for a second time this season. After losing on the road to Heights earlier in the season, Richland Center was able to tie during Monday night's match. Goals came from Giovanni Cerna with two of the three goals, and Ronaldo Hernandez scored the third. The Hornets play Prairie du Chien Thursday at 5. The Hornets will honor the Rotary Youth Soccer League with teams participating in the traditional
traditional running of the track during halftime. Come out and enjoy seeing all the youth of the town and Hornets compete against River Ridge, Prairie du Chien, Seneca. We'll have the match on WRCO on Thursday. Well, tonight on the schedule, it's high school volleyball. Iowa Grant is battling Boscobel in the SWAL. Action continuing in the Swall, getting down to the last couple of weeks of the season. And Riverdale will be at Mineral Point. The Riverdale cross-country teams will be at the River Ridge Invitational today. The top match in the area, Ithaca versus Kickapoo for a rematch tonight. It's on a neutral court. It will be at Weston, as Weston hosts a quad tournament. Lafarge will be there, as well as Kickapoo and Ithaca at Weston Schools. The match between the Bulldogs and Kickapoo will get underway at 5:30 today at Weston Schools. The Bulldogs will then battle Lafarge. Lafarge plays Weston in the first match, and Kickapoo plays Weston in the second around 7:15. We'll be on the air with high school volleyball tonight from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets will be taking on River Valley in a rematch. The Hornets won by sweep at River Valley earlier in the season. This time, River Valley comes to Richland Center for the match. We'll have the pre-match comments around 7 o'clock tonight on WRCO. River Valley will take on Dodge Point at Dodgeville tonight in area soccer, and the Kickapoo cross-country teams will run at Wisconsin Badger Camp tonight as well on the Kickapoo school calendar. Bowling scores to report from the Major Bowling League. Series high, New York Life, a 35-50. Vanity Fur Grooming, 35-33. Geary Construction, 34-72. The top game last night at the Phoenix Center, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-40. New York Life had a 12-18. And Fraser Home Improvement, a 12-14. Top series, Steve Nelson, 693, 108 over average. Steve Geary with a 681, and Derek Calland and Chase Keller each had 642s. The top games, Steve Nelson and Chase Keller both rolled 258s. Steve Geary a 257, Buford Edgerly Jr. a 243. Jonathan Cornell bowled a 621, 96 pins over average. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he expects suspended wide receiver Romeo Doubs to return to the practice field tomorrow. LaFleur was asked yesterday more about his meeting.
With all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done, and we're moving forward. And, you know, I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Doubs missed the game against the Rams for what was called conduct detrimental to the team. PackersWire.com reports he skipped practice last Thursday and was absent Friday because he reportedly was disappointed in how he was being used on offense. Football last night, Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards. Kareem Hunt ran for 102 yards and a touchdown, and the Chiefs overcame more red zone woes to beat the Saints 26-13 on a big night for Kansas City's professional sports teams. Derek Carr threw for 185 yards and two touchdowns and a pick for New Orleans before leaving with an oblique injury. It occurred with about 9.5 minutes left when Carr was hit on a fourth down incompletion as he tried to rally New Orleans from a 23-13 deficit. At the same time, the Royals were beating the Yankees 4-2 in New York to even their American League Division Series at a game apiece. And Kerry Carpenter hit a three-run home run off Cleveland's all-star closer, Emmanuel Clase, in the ninth inning as the Detroit Tigers blanked the Guardians 3-0 in Game 2 to even their American League Division Series at one game apiece. Carpenter connected for a 423-foot shot with two outs off of the pitcher who had not given up a run since August 30th. Well, the kickoff time has been set for October 19th's game at Northwestern for 11 a.m. The Badger football team will play at Rutgers this Saturday. Then the game at the Wildcats will be next on the schedule. Wisconsin is riding high after a big win over Purdue last weekend. Rutgers comes into Saturday's game with a 4-1 record. The Scarlet Knights lost last time out against the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
And the Badger basketball team is preparing for the start of the season. They're underway with practice, and Coach Greg Gard commented on his team.
I like the way they compete, and every day that's probably one thing that's jumped out since June when they got here, how competitive this group is holistically. And everybody's had good days, and everybody's had days where they haven't been so good. But how they compete, how they battle every day has helped us. I think it's raised the bar for who we are, and we got a ways to go yet, but I like the trajectory of this group and how connected they are.
The first game for the Badger men's basketball team is coming up later this month.
Hunter brings us some physicality in the point guard position. Amos brings us a stretch four. I think has a little more ability to play on the wing than what I would have given him credit for through the evaluation. And John Tanjay is just, he brings a not only a grown man's body, but a grown man's brain and maturity. And that jumps out.
The Badgers look to benefit from those three players who have transferred through the portal. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Some wild results in Week 7 football, including four games decided on a last-second field goal. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It was quite a Week 7 of the high school football season, including a quartet of game-winning field goals in the closing seconds. Nina took down Kimberly 29-28 as Jack Klutt booted a 29-yarder with just 10 seconds remaining to hand the Rockets their first win over the Papermakers since 2006. Bayport's Beckett Corton completed a wild comeback for the Pirates with a 35-yard field goal at the buzzer to keep the team unbeaten in FRCC North play, defeating De Pere 19-17. Wausau East is on the brink of its first playoff appearance since 2012 as Gio Gomez made a 29-yard field goal with less than a minute remaining to defeat Merrill 16-14. Richland Center's Grayson Banker delivered a 21-20 homecoming victory over rival River Valley for a 21-20 win. Speaking of rivalries, the state's most played rivalry is no longer tied, as Reedsburg put a running clock on Baraboo in a 42-7 win, as the Beavers take a 66-65-6 advantage in the battle for the Old River Jug. In other gridiron action, Racine Case shut out Oak Creek 27-0 for the first win over the night since 2005. Iguanago handed Oconomowoc its first loss and forced a three-way tie atop the Classic 8 standings. Lamira knocked off St. Mary Springs 21-7 on Friday. On Saturday, Regis downed Stanley Boyd 35-25 in a battle of unbeatens. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Last call
from
Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors Saturday, October 19th.
That's right.
Brogan's Hardware is in the final stage of the storewide retirement sale liquidation. Now save 70% on lawn and garden, hand tools, plumbing, electrical, small appliances, Christmas, and more.
First come, first serve.
All large appliances now below dealer cost. Brogan's Do It Best wants to thank you for more than 91 years. Last call. Brogan's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store closes its doors for good Saturday, October 19th.
All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Good morning. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. WRCO is proud to present the Paul Harvey Program, The Rest of the Story, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Why do you suppose the uncivil war continues to intrigue us so? Could it be the irony of a nation calling itself the United States falling so bitterly into disunity? So passionate is this ongoing fascination that buffs find themselves in frequent disagreement. However, there seems to be a consensus that the war officially began April 12, 1861 at Fort Sumter. But who fired the first shot? It's been the subject of a lively debate among historians for more than 100 years. Most of the details regarding the assault on and defense of Fort Sumter were scrupulously recorded. But nobody remembers, that is, with certainty, the identity of the man who pulled the trigger and plunged the nation into its darkest hours. For many years, the distinction was bestowed upon one Edmund Ruthem, a Virginia agriculturalist whose eagerness to have it out with the Yankees was indeed well known. Other names have been mentioned along the way, a lieutenant named Gibbs, a private named Halsey, even a little girl named Frances Pickens. Well, today's authorities say that probably Confederate Lieutenant S. Farley fired the opening shot of the Civil War. But pending the surprise discovery of some definitive document regarding the matter, all we can say for certain is that some Southerner started it. But this is the rest of the story. For all the uncertainty as to who shot first, there is no question whatsoever concerning who shot back. He was a senior captain of the Federal garrison defending Fort Sumter. He was, in fact, second in command, and his name was Abner. And you will recall that the fort was, in fact still is, located in Charleston Harbor, some distance from shore. The Yankees were in possession of the fort. The Rebs told the Yankees to get out. The Yankees said they would think about it, but they didn't think hard enough to suit the Rebs. At 4:30 a.m. on that fateful Friday, a Confederate artillery shell roared into the black sky from the ironclad battery on Morris Island. Now, Abner was asleep inside Fort Sumter. Abner was sound asleep until that Confederate shell crashed through the masonry and exploded not from the captain's head. Well, that rude awakening made Abner very angry. So, abruptly awakened, he managed to gather his wits about him, sought out and found the first Federal cannon within reach. Soon as he got his hands on that cannon, he returned the fire. And there's no doubt about what I've just said. For having fired the first Union shot of the Civil War, Abner nonetheless remains a mere footnote in the history of that conflict. You've never heard before that it was he who fired the first shot. Posterity has all but ignored what Abner did. Instead, Abner has been praised for something he never did. What he did not do was invent baseball. And yet he, Captain Abner Doubleday, in April of 1861, did indeed throw out the season's first Yankee cannonball. Now you know the rest of the story.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. WRCO, pleased to do a little reminiscing with Paul Harvey, the rest of the story during the month of our 75th anniversary. So we appreciate the fact that we have him back, and we'll also have another a brand spanking new one, of course, of an old program coming up this afternoon around 4:45. So join us again for another edition of the Paul Harvey Rest of the Story series.
The Hub City Dirt Drags two-day event will be October 11th and 12th, moving to the Richland County Fairgrounds this year. 2 days of action-packed action. Friday will kick off at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull, over $8,500 in cash bonus prizes. Also Friday night, watch the challenge trucks on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday will kick off with a truck showing and shine from 10 until 4, and at 2 p.m., hot action on the drag tracks. With diesel trucks showing off some of the fastest drag trucks in the United States. Admission $20 a day or $30 for the weekend. Kids 12 and under free in the grandstand. Can't wait to see everybody at the Hub City October Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Online pre-registration for all drag race classes still open. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com and truck pullers register on site.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It is 39 degrees. We're on the way upward this morning after a low of 33. WRCO in Richland Center, Wisconsin on a Tuesday morning. Here is George Strait.
Dusty Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dusty Keel, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high rise. Gimme, gimme, gimme little rise.
Hey ladies, what's that Georgia boy say about us country girls?
Bell bottom high rise.
What is something about
them? Gimme, gimme, shake gimme it, little rise. Country girls, shake it on me. Shimmy, shimmy, shake it for me. Bell bottom, shake it for me.
Gimme, gimme.
We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than the Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses.
Something in my hand, ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone.
First dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. He took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, see it a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car have seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
That's our buddy Neil McCoy. Drive a used car. What if you want to buy my vibe? He sat it and sang once, but anyway, we'll have to talk about that with him. It's 39 degrees here at WRCO, moving on up toward 9 o'clock, and we'll kick off some of our coverage for the Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming with some members of the Ithaca student body, and primarily FFA members, coming up during the first part of our morning show between 9 and 10 today.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
We have some great stuff to give away today. My goodness, lots of fun. We're going to give away a great prize from Muscadet Mini Mart. That's our Tuesday sponsor of trivia. A large pizza with your choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart. If you know the correct answer today to our trivia question on WRCO, what year were all of these country music singers born? Kenny Chesney, Terry Clark, Tracy Lawrence, and Mark McGuinn. A big year for country music. What year were they all born in? 608-647-4155. Good luck today as you dial.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do it twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right.
Gabby Barrett on WRCO. Congrats to Lori Bond. Way to go, Lori.
She knew they were all born. Well, she knew for sure that Kenny Chesney was born, but then the others certainly were as well. 1968, a big year for country music births. Yes, indeed. So, and they've all gone on to have hits. I remember when Tracy Lawrence had his first hits, and he was, I want to say 20, 21, somewhere in that area. So it was late 80s, early 90s, and they were talking about this new phenom, Tracy Lawrence. And of course, now you had about 34, 35 years onto that. No longer a phenom, but still contributing in country music. Congratulations to Lori, a winner today. Winner of a delicious large pizza at Muscadet Mini Mart. Stop by and see what all the fuss is about. Good stuff. Here's Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
When the sun
goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Chesney, born in 1968, there with Uncle Cracker. Uncle Cracker, the one-time DJ for Kid Rock. That's how he became famous and had some songs in his own right.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, We can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
It'll start warming pretty quickly, but right now, 39 degrees at the WRCO studios. Heading toward 9 o'clock today with Bailey Zimmerman on FM 100.9.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I'd never seen nothing like her playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what. Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. If we walked in there and you married me, even if we never made it through them barbed doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the whole. I can't forget where. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot.
Still care.